sports fans, and welcome to The Chat alongside Corey Smith. I'm Jeff Cook, and we're joined by a distinguished panel tonight from the DeLone Catholic Squires, defending district champs in baseball. And for the second night in a row, we're joined by the coaching staff, coaches Jimmy Smith and Jack Greenhold. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
As I told these players, and I'll let you introduce them in a moment, last night we did a taping with the coaches and some of your now graduated players, and that wasn't live, so, but you guys are live, so worldwide. And anyway, Coach, why don't you introduce our guests here tonight?
All right, let me start to my left, of course, Coach Jack, and then we have Preston Youngkins, and then we have Aiden Groft. And directly behind me, we have Matt Mummert. And beside him, we have Patrick Devine. And beside him, we have Jack Wilson.
We quizzed them before we came on the air. A lot of O's fans, but at least a couple of Phillies fans over there for the moment. Well, let's talk about last night. We had the guys here who graduated. A lot of them are going to play baseball at the next level. What it was like to make it to states. And let's get a perspective from you, for the coaches first, and the contributions your underclassmen made, and then we'll let them share their recollections of the end of the season. A 12-7 regular season, so I mean, that's enough to get you in the dance, and then you took off from there. So
yeah, so we ended up 15-8, and the underclassmen played a huge part in last year's season, filling all the gaps that from the previous season's seniors graduating. And it all started in the weight room and getting to know each other. And of course they know each other from playing baseball outside of high school ball. A lot of them play travel ball together. So they're familiar with each other. Coach Jack here has known most of these players since they were, you know, toddlers. So he knows them very well. This past year was the first year Coach Jack and I actually coached together. So we were on the learning curve together, which he brought a lot of knowledge from the underclassmen, you know, and it really helped out to help find the right spot for them on the team.
You have a system, you build a program. It's different from just running a team. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so every year, we have new players feeding the program, and we stay consistent, and we focus on the players, okay? So each class helps the class beneath them. The seniors take the lead role, and they show the leadership, and then we have junior class that actually, we have some captains that were juniors, and in the past, we've had some captains that were sophomores, the guys that show all the leadership skills. It's looking out for their teammates. It's helping them up. They all have skills. That's what they work on all summer long. And when they get to the high school level, we just fine tune those skills, find placements for them.
It's and like that bond, you know, that chain, you know, it's not going to break because you have so much. You know, you got the leadership above, and then the underclassmen. It's just, you know,
and we never know what we're going to get. Mm-hmm. So it's not like public schools. They have a lot of players. We don't have a lot of players. So we fill gaps with guys that maybe don't think they can play that position, and they do the best they can, and with their help from their teammates, they fill the gap.
There's an Oriole way, there's a Cardinal way, the St. Louis Cardinals, they talk about the Cardinal way. Is there a Squire way, and if so, what is it? And let the players maybe chime in with what you think it might be.
That's a great idea.
Anybody?
Preston?
I think the energy we all bring together is one of the biggest ways that helped us get far. I mean, when we were up, our scores were up, if you know what I mean. So energy was huge this season.
Yeah, we talked a lot yesterday with the older guys about team chemistry, how important it is, and getting along, having each other's back, accountability, those kind of qualities. I mean, anybody want to venture forth about what those qualities represent at DeLone? Matt?
Yeah. I think, you know, no matter what, you just know your guys are going to have your backs, and that's just a great feeling. Like, there's a couple games where I went in, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking getting in there, especially after
on the mound, you were pitching?
Yeah.
Yeah, with your arm, uncertain as to how it would hold up.
Yeah, but it's just a great feeling knowing that no matter what you do, no matter how you do, you always have your guys, and they'll be there for you and try and pull through.
When you guys started the season, did you have any inkling that you would be playing in the state tournament, or is that expected? Wait, Coach, go ahead.
I would say the players would say we always expect to do that.
Or it's a goal.
For me, it's about competing. If we compete, we have a chance. If we don't compete, we shouldn't be there. And it all starts in practice.
I mean, every team has a game where they come out flat.
I mean, we had quite a few.
Okay. And those probably are some of the losses.
Absolutely.
I mean, and if coaches could figure it out, what causes that, obviously it would never happen. But, I mean, you're dealing with high school players. They have academic issues, off-the-field issues. So, I mean, like we talked about, you got to be a people person. There's a lot going on.
Right. I think I talked a little bit to Corey before we started here today, and one of the things I think that really helped us, and the players can, you know, respond to it, is, you know, we never skipped a beat with practice. So if we had a great game or we had a bad game, practices were always good. We formulated a plan. We talked about the things we need to work on. We went to the practice field, and we worked on it.
What's a typical practice, the routine? Can you take us through that?
Players, you want to take them through?
Did you do calisthenics, sprints, anything like that?
So we're pretty consistent with our practice. You know, I feel like every day was like the same, which helped us a lot. But like our practice, we get there early. Before we even go up to the field, we talk about as a collective group, like what we need to get done, what our goals for every day is, and I feel like it was just a game every day that we had to win every day, and that's what we did.
I mean, a lot about sports is not just raw athletic ability. It's teamwork and being smart, too. I mean, we talked about working the pitch count, being more selective at the plate. What are other ways that players can use their minds instead of just their bodies out there?
These guys, we were hurt by numbers. And there was a time we only had 9, maybe 10 guys per game. And some of these fellas deserved to be the varsity, but they filled in spots in the JV just when they had a game. So, and then at times, depending on who's pitching, we had guys out of position.
Yeah.
And that's the tough part for us to prepare those guys who normally pitch, well, they play shortstop, now he plays center field. Mm-hmm. So we are a group of guys who are pretty versatile, and that's one goal we work on in practice, to get them prepared to play spots they're not really used to playing. And they exceeded pretty well, I thought, and our record kind of showed. Yeah, we had times that, you know, the ball always finds the weakest guy, and that always happens. So, but our guys, you know, they brought their game when they had to, with the best they could, and that reflected on our record, I think.
So you want them to get reps at practice, so they're not out there in a game for the first time at shortstop or something like that.
Yeah, try to move them around where we anticipate they may play.
Yeah,
a couple different spots.
Like their primary positions and then their alternative, you know, positions. You know, if they're a shortstop, you know, maybe take some reps at second, maybe third, just because.
You can ask this fellow here. He's all over the infield. And it's a great asset to us. We can put him at second, short, third. He wants to pitch every once in a while. Outfield. So, I mean, we have very viable to our team. These guys, they can play just about anywhere if we ask them to.
And the positive attitude. They always came with a positive attitude.
And you always need, like, a utility player. Not to, you know, say you're just playing on the bench there, but a utility is just playing all sorts of positions there.
Absolutely.
Another Cesar Tovar, wasn't that an MLB guy that played every position? He played one inning at every position, including
just
pitcher.
About, yeah.
We got some guys here. We said we'd take a break, so we'll take a quick break and we'll incorporate them, and we'll be right back here on Sports Chat. Don't go away.
I think working with coaches many times, students learn so much more about themselves than they would if they didn't have that opportunity. They learn that they can have the stamina and the courage to do things that they would not have otherwise done. particularly those in individual sports. I think they get that opportunity a lot more sometimes than they do team sports because they're alone, they're on their own. So they have to do what they need to do to have the courage to compete as well as they can and to come forth with the opportunities that only they can give themselves. But that's all grounded in the routine of daily practice and daily work, daily sacrifice. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of sacrifice in athletics. If you really want to be good, you've got to sacrifice some things to do that. And that was no better brought home to me than the summer I worked with the Olympic gymnasts. I just was amazed at how hard they work. They worked at least 10 hours a day. They had a very strict diet, so I don't see how some of them survived and what they were allowed to eat, but they weren't allowed to gain weight, so they was very, very, very strict. And so the courage that they had and the stamina and the willingness to do what they wanted to do, to see the goal, they knew a goal. They had a goal, and they worked to the goal. And I think that's really, really important. If coaches can instill a goal within students, a student athlete, they can work so much harder to see the goal to become a reality. And goals are really critical. And that's why I always tried to have students in class, even if they weren't an athlete or whatever, to seek goals, because I think goals guide us really in the ways we want to go. So having a really definite structure of life, of goals, really makes a difference, I think.
Lefty, for those words of wisdom, and we are live from the studio with a couple of new faces here. Joined us after the Squire practice. You guys get rained on?
No, we just got through the rain.
Beautiful. Zach Staub is back here. He was here last night. And Coach Smith, why don't you introduce the other gentleman?
We got J.D. Sigg and then Chris Cole.
J.D. Sigg, Chris Cole, welcome. We're live worldwide, but don't be nervous. A great season last year, and we talked a lot about team spirit. Camaraderie is a great word. Some teams, like you'll see this even at the major league level, they leave the locker room, they go their separate ways. Other times, guys hang out with each other because they like each other. I mean, how would you classify your team in that regard?
I mean, we hang out all the time. I mean, after games, whether it's going to get food, going to hang out at someone's house, it's always, never just ends in the locker room. We're always with each other outside of baseball.
And especially these guys you play several sports with, right, season after season. So let's talk about we'll ask the football players a couple questions since the football season is right around the corner. So who do you guys, you open with Susquehannock. Is that home or away?
Home.
I think you guys have your own TV network.
Yes,
you do. So, any viewers want to watch that? It's available on the internet for free. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
What's the website?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yep. Just look up DeLone Catholic Football or something like that.
DeLone Catholic Broadcasting Network.
Okay. Is there anybody that wants to follow the Squires on opening night? We just learned how to do it. It's hard to believe the summer is gone and the football season is at hand.
Yeah.
But now we're here talking about the baseball team. And first game of districts you beat Newport 4-1? Is that?
I'm just 5-1, going yes.
5-1. Anybody have anything they recall, critical moments about that game? And you can talk about the guys who were here yesterday in case they're tuning in. I'm sure they'd like to hear their names mentioned. Anybody have a clutch hit? No.
It's a blur, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's at home.
I'm asking a lot of tough questions here.
I guess one thing I would ask is, what was the biggest highlight, you know, from this past season? You know, it could be whether a practice or a game, just, you know, kind of around the table there, a highlight.
I'd say in the district championship, we had a couple guys who had been struggling to get their bats going around for most of the season. Huge hits, couple doubles, knocked a couple runs in, really gave us momentum in those games. And I'd say that really just gave us the motivation we needed to come up with that win in that game.
So what about goals for next season, baseball team?
Run it back.
Back to back.
Why not? Do it
again. You think you have enough talent?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Definitely.
What about down on the farm? What do you got coming up? Ninth graders? Can eighth graders play varsity? No, you have to be at least ninth grade. Any ninth graders with potential?
I'd say so.
Mm-hmm.
One, yeah. Two.
Now, you lost a lot of pitching from the guys who were here last night. So do you have some arms coming into the picture?
Yeah, definitely. Most people that play on the team pitch as one position that they have. And I know a couple guys here pitch. Grofty pitches, Chris pitches, Jack, Matt, and Patrick. So we got six pitchers sitting right here.
Yeah, so Patrick had Tommy John surgery and finally made it back last year. Do you feel 100% now?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Get the jugs gun out, huh? Mm-hmm.
How was the recovery process during that whole duration there?
You know, it was hard mentally, but even my sophomore season, I couldn't play, but I still went to every single practice. You know, every single game, I was still there for my guys, as they would do the same for me. So, you know, I was there for them. They were there for me. If I needed anything, I'd ask them, and it took a while, but eventually got there, and now.
You know you're getting better, but yeah. It's just a day at a time kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, were you able to reach out to anybody else that went through a Tommy John surgery to kind of, like, what the timeline could be, or?
No, but I started working out at this place, and there was a therapist there, and you know, I would talk to him about what I feel and what he thinks, and you know, we work on my throwing progression there and stuff like that. So it was great to have him by my side throughout the recovery.
It's not a marathon. I mean, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon of, you know, getting back to health and all that there.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, it's okay to say it was hard.
Okay, we're going to go off script here. We don't have a script, but a lot of Orioles fans here. Favorite player, Zach?
Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson?
Not an Orioles fan.
Well, do you have a favorite player?
Honestly, my favorite Orioles player is probably James McCann. Pretty tough guy.
James Buchanan?
James McCann.
Oh, McCann. Pretty tough James guy. Buchanan, wasn't he the president? Okay.
Yeah.
Especially McCann. After that that broken nose. Yeah, and, yeah. Still catch another eight innings afterwards.
Yeah, that sounded like Scherzer got, what, hit in the face, and he went out. And I mean, yeah, there are just some tough guys out there. So JD, good choice. Preston?
Not a catcher, but I love Adley Rutschman.
All right, he's slumping right now.
A little bit, yeah, he's struggling behind the plate. But
Aiden?
I'm not an Orioles fan either, but I'd probably have to say Gunnar Henderson.
I've said this to Corey. I haven't watched a lot of Orioles games, but man, they're good. They're scary good. And now, Holiday's up?
Holiday's up, yeah. He hit a grand slam. His first home run, hit a home run against the Guardians there, so it looks
but
like.
Does he play second base when Gunner's at shortstop, or how are they doing?
Primarily,
that?
It's going to be Gunnar at
And they have short. Westberg at third.
Well, he's beforehand, hurt. But he got hurt, so they brought up. Kobe Mayo, so it's lots of moving pieces there, but
yeah. And you got Zach Eflin. How's that working out so far?
Doing okay.
You got a win.
Yeah,
not a quality start, but a win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a serviceable piece there. I mean, it's not, you know, what some of the O's fans were looking for, but I think it's a good, you know, 3-4 in the rotation there when you have Burns and, you know, Grayson Rodriguez there as well.
Matt, you got a favorite player?
I gotta go with Anthony Santander.
Ooh, what a year he's having.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a switch hitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might hit 40. You know, it's.
Best switch hitter for the Orioles since Eddie Murray, would you say?
Yeah, it's right up there.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but that's okay. Tad?
Fantastic there.
I'm a huge Phillies guy, so I'll go with Sir Anthony Dominguez. He's my favorite Orioles player.
You can have him. No, I mean, he has some, yeah, Soto, too. You got Soto. Well, yeah, I mean, he's can throw 98, but so can everybody else who pitches in Major League Baseball these days.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Jack.
Jack.
Gonna go with Colton Cowser.
Yeah. He didn't start as your. You had Austin Hayes in left field, and what, Cowser eventually won the job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Hayes went to the Phillies, and you know Cowser could be the AL Rookie of the Year this year. So
he's a rookie.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, good choice. And let's see, Chris Cole, the team's athlete. We were talking about versatility, I think, before you got here. The name Cesar Tovar, guy, the ultimate versatile player. You got a favorite player?
Definitely Jackson Holliday.
All right. Well, I guess his first time up, he seemed a little overmatched.
Seemed like it a little bit there. He was, you know, it's never good when you're batting in the bingo numbers there. So
yeah, yeah.
Now he's, I think he's batting his weight now. So.
The Mendoza line never looked so good when you're, when he strike, he was striking out. I mean.
He was swinging at bad pitches.
Trying to hit home runs.
Yeah. You know?
So I guess when you try to hit home runs, you don't hit home runs, right, Coach? And sometimes when you're not trying to hit a home run, you do. So you talked about launch angle. You guys actually work on that? And BP, do you have BP every day?
Yeah,
BP every day.
We work more on bat on ball, put the ball in play.
Bunting?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that part of the DeLong lexicon, the small ball?
Small ball, absolutely.
I mean, it's a, kind of a lost art. And then you see what other teams' defenses are made of. So you make all those calls, Coach, the bunting and the...
It's baseball.
Just comes natural. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So we coach baseball.
Yeah.
And I believe we're well-rounded.
Yeah.
We put the ball in play.
Make them beat you with their defense. So.
That's how you have to win. You get the ball in play and see what happens. I mean, you know, you could, you know, have a swinging bunt and the pitcher throws it down the, you know, the first base line, and before you know it, you're at second base there. So you can't win if you don't get in play. You know, kind of looking at, you know, what's some personal goals, you know, going into next season that you have? Not, you know, I want to hit, you know, 10 home runs, or just something that, you know, you want to achieve, you know, in the 25 season there.
I'd definitely like to see the team become like the team as last year, or really bond together like we did, and just include all the new guys. But then just mainly become like one unit and not just like different sections.
Yeah, like Chris said, I don't think we have an issue at all gelling together as a team. Like we really went far with that, like I said earlier. So I think if we keep that going to the next season, we're gonna be just fine.
And you guys, we didn't really show this off tonight yet. Zach, do me a favor, lift your side up there. This thing is heavy. All right, this is emblematic of their championship. Oh, I'll put it down. And then we'll lift up the sign here as well. Thank you, Matt. 2024 champions. So congratulations, guys. This is not necessarily all about baseball. We're going to talk some other sports, Olympics. Favorite Olympic moment, anybody?
I'd say when that one gymnast came out and won gold. You know what I'm talking about with the glasses?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. The on the...
Oh, the guy from...
It was early on in the
men's... The Koshevich or what? He's the pommel horse guy.
Uh-huh.
What, yeah, wrote it, he just like nonchalantly, yeah. Day in the park, stuck it when they... What, that was when they won a bronze medal as a team, which they haven't done before. Great choice. Anybody else have a... favorite Olympic moment?
Definitely Noah Lyles winning 100 meter.
Yeah.
That was like less than, that was not by a nostril, not a nose, second, yeah. It was by a nostril. I mean, that was, I guess they have, it was what, 5/1000th of a second or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. He really came on at the end. Now, did the basketball, I was watching the men's basketball team and they had things well in hand against Brazil.
Yeah,
semifinal?
I believe that was the semis. They beat Brazil. I think they were up by 30 the last time I checked there.
Yeah, I mean, when you're able to have two units as skilled as they are, and they really have bought into playing defense as well, they got to be the favorite.
I would have.
The other semi was what, France and Germany, maybe?
I think it was those two, yeah.
So the U.S. will be favored, but the French, don't overlook them, for sure.
Yeah, especially home court, so
yeah,
you never know.
How'd that swimming in the Seine work out? I'm not sure I would want to dive into that river.
They cleaned it up.
Yeah, the mayor took a swim in there, so I don't know. All right, what about football? Anybody have an NFL team that they favor? Ravens?
Eagles.
Eagles, okay. What about Saquon Barkley? Will he be a difference maker for the Eagles?
He has a good line in front of him this year, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, Jason Kelsey, I've never seen a center pull like that and get to the second level.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of pressure on whoever takes his place. Mm-hmm. But then you have like two tackles that are Lane Johnson and the Australian rugby player.
Jordan Mailata, yeah.
Mailata, thank you. But they didn't do a Christmas album, so.
that we know of.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The tush push is still legal. And what about this the kickoff return game? That's going to be really interesting. They bought that from the, or they didn't buy it. They got it from the XFL. And the kicker, they're going to kick off still from their own 40?
I believe it's the 35. And
35.
The opposing team can't move until...
They'll be 25 yards in front of the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't move until the ball's caught?
Yes. So you have two defenders at the end zone.
Yeah.
And you get, if it goes in the end zone, the opposing team gets the ball at the 40. So it's
setting up a picket fence, like mm-hmm. rugby, you know, spread the field, and then when they catch the ball, go, I don't know what the blockers are going to do. Where do they go?
They are 5 yards away from the other, you know, so it's 5 yards with the opposing team that's getting the ball, and then you're the kickoff team. So once the
so the only one who's back at the 35 is the kicker.
Yes, it's
actually getting used to. I'm
the
sure
the optics are a little different there. But,
yeah. Well, that's just the pros. College is not doing that, as
correct.
Far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So Ravens, Eagles. How many Ravens fans? That's it. The rest Eagles or the other team?
I'm a Titans fan.
Well, how do you like that team? Who's going to be your quarterback?
I mean, they made a lot of moves, picked up a lot of defensive players, they picked up two really good wideouts, a really good running back. So
with Calvin Ridley, and, you know, they got
Tyler
Will Levis. Or
Will Levis is still going to be there.
They got somebody else. They have Marcus Mariota, too.
Mariota is with Seattle, I believe. So
okay. I'm excited to be let down.
It's like the slow burn there, yeah, you know.
Yeah. I'm ready for it, but if it doesn't happen, that'd be really cool.
I was just going to talk about college football. And now, I mean, anybody have any understanding of how this is going to work now that college players can get paid? It was one thing to have name, image, likeness. Now, I guess they can just be paid outright, you know?
It's almost the same with the NIL. You know, kind of, you know, the only thing you're not getting is, you know, the contract. You're not getting, you know, hey, you must hit this college for 3-4 years. You know, they can just get up and go to another college.
So yeah, then you can go into the transfer portal and not have to sit out a year as they used to have to do. So a changing landscape for sure. I guess the preseason poll came out. Georgia number one. And I said to myself, what's more meaningless than a preseason poll?
Just for people to talk in, you know, water cooler talk, basically. Hey, that team should be higher because, you know, it's you know, just all what people perceive and all that there.
So in football, DeLone's going to be in a different class. Is that right? And you're pretty much guaranteed to make in the playoffs.
Yeah, move back down to single A, so we'll only have – two more teams to compete against for districts.
And Steele's not in single A anymore. They're
Steeled
in double.
Up.
I mean, it's wide open.
Yeah.
But you're all still, as far as the York Adams League, that your division is pretty much the same, isn't it?
Yes.
So Susquehanna is a non-division game.
Yes.
You'll play, Biglerville, Berm, Littlestown.
Hanover.
I'm doing the Littlestown preview for the Gettysburg Times, so what do you think of them? Anybody want to venture forth?
I mean, it's always a good game. Like, it's a rivalry, so.
Yeah, I think we did the Littlestown-Delone game. You guys won at Littlestown.
It was a really good game.
Like 14-6 or something
like
that.
It was fun.
They're a good team, and every time we play them, they play us tough, and we play them tough, so.
Yeah, it is a good rivalry for sure. Corey, what do you got?
You know, the question that I have intriguing is, JD, what's up with this 10 hit by pitches here?
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure it was 11.
11, okay.
If I'm being honest, I'm pretty
is
sure
that
it was
a school record? Do you keep it
around? It's got to be. And I'm not really one to crowd the plate, but, you know, 6'3", 240, it's a lot of mass and takes up a lot of space. So if I'm going to get a pitch that's going to hit me, I'll take my base. I'll take my OBP to go up.
Yeah, just on the elbow? We're not, you know, talking about the ribs?
Oh, no, we got shoulder, elbow, leg, knee.
Make a song out of it.
I don't care where it takes. I don't care where it hits me. I'll take
just
my
not in the face, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, just the other.
Yeah.
You wear a helmet.
Of course.
Are you bat right-handed, left-handed?
I'm a lefty.
Okay.
So.
Well, man, that's.
So JD was our catcher for the majority of the season. We started with Brady behind the plate, but then JD slipped in there, and he never lost a spot.
Yeah.
And Coach Jack talked very highly of JD yesterday, calling pitches, things like that.
We asked that question, who calls the pitches, and apparently they trust you to call, you know.
I guess.
Who has what stuff. And I mean, when I was a kid, and maybe Coach Smith and Coach Greenhold, we played basketball or baseball almost every day, and then it would be like football and then basketball. I mean, we didn't have winter, spring, summer. We had football, basketball, baseball. And now, you know, I've been covering games. We used to have a county Little League tournament, and then toward the end, I saw these kids out there. It looked like they want to be anywhere but on the ball field. They missed their devices. They were suffering from FOMO, whatever you want to call it. So, you know what I'm talking about? How do you find joy in playing baseball? Wouldn't you rather be home with your video game and sitting on the couch?
Well, all right,
tell me why. What is it about baseball that makes you want to get some fresh air?
I think it's just the guys that you play baseball with, because rather than sitting at home and texting them or whatever, you can go outside and play baseball. Yeah,
you know,
play baseball with them.
I'd also credit Coach Jimmy for actually making me want to come to practice, making me actually want to play baseball opposed to a lot of other coaches I've had in the past.
Just goes through the motions, basically. Yeah. Like, hey, you know, go out there.
There's never a dull moment on our baseball team. I'll say that.
Is there a rule about cell phones? No cell phones at practice, that kind of thing?
We don't need to have that. They don't bring them.
All right.
Because either in the dugout, if they need them, they have them.
Put some music on, but besides that.
We do practice with music.
You know, it seems like the highs aren't high and the lows aren't low. You know, it's just, you know, even keel. You know, you win 11-5. All right, that's great. Let's just go back to the, you know, the ball field. You know, go back to the blueprint. You know, how can we get better? You know, you could, you know, have a 6-0 game, but there's always stuff that you can work on, and that's what practice is all about there. So, now. We talked about this yesterday. What's, you know, like, you know, role models, you know, with, you know, kind of going around, like, who do you think, you know, is it, you know, professional athletes? Is it parents? You know, what was kind of drives you to play baseball?
Or you can talk about those guys who were here yesterday, too, in case you're tuning in.
I've played, especially with Brady Deppenburn, I played baseball with him for probably about 7 years now, just growing up with him. And he's always been a really good guy. He's always someone who I admired. And especially when it comes to baseball, I would say he's a role model for me. He's a great kid, great athlete, who I look up to.
I feel like all those seniors did a really good job showing us what it takes to lead a team and what it takes to get where you want to go. I mean, they won 2 district championships, first team to do that. And I mean, they just, every day it was just keep a level head all the time, keep your composure, and just, they led us to where we needed to be.
it's not forced upon either. It just comes natural where it's not like they're even, you know, being a role model. It's just like, hey, you know, let's go out there and just, you know, shag a couple of fly balls in left field. That's, you know, hey, you just, you know, instead of, you know, showing up the swing, just, you know, do that there. It's just little things like that, you know, just builds up to a overall roundabout team, you know.
Yeah, they picked us up a lot, and that created good habits. We always were picking each other up after that, so and that was huge.
Because we spent so much time together outside of baseball, we just knew how to help each other through difficult times during the season. Like, if someone wasn't hitting well, we knew how to talk to them so they weren't getting down on themselves. We knew how to pick each other up.
There are little things, too, cleaning up after yourselves, cleaning out the dugout. I mean, are they allowed to have sunflower seeds or anything like that?
We have peanuts in the dugout.
Do you have to clean? New Zealand rugby, the expression is sweep the sheds. It's not just a freshman thing. Like, everybody does it together. So there's that same ethos at DeLone.
Yeah, after the game, sweep the dugout out. Everyone's on everything so we can get it done quick.
Take the flag down, fold the flag.
Yep.
No one's not doing something, so we're always busy.
If we don't get it done, it's just push-ups, bro.
Yeah, there's always a few people that slack off, but it sounds like you don't have that issue.
No. Well, Chris, he came from a different school and then came to DeLone, so he can share his experience of the differences from where he came from to DeLone if you care to share.
I mean, at my old school, there's a lot of, like, rich kids there, and it was kind of divided. You'd have the higher seniors and then juniors, and they'd all kind of just hang out. And then there's a few freshmen, but it was really just like segregated, and there wasn't a lot of
cliques.
Yeah, and there's no hangouts, and everybody just kind of did their own thing, and they were worried about what they did at the at bat and, you know, what the score was. And the coaches there was a great coaching staff, but just the kids there were completely different from here. And then when I transferred here, I was welcomed like right away. I knew some of the kids here. But then the first season, it was just kind of like I felt like I belong here. Rather than at the other school, I just kind of felt like I was just showing up to practice, you know, hitting a few balls and then going home.
It's almost like they're playing for the name on the back than the name on the front of the jersey. Like, maybe just pad the stats. Let me, you know, get, you know, a 3-for-4. Like, oh, look what I did, not look what the team did. That's, you know, kind of in that sense there.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those guys who were here last night are going to continue to play baseball? Any of you have similar aspirations? Preston?
I got goals, yeah.
Hopefully. You have it's early. At least 6 months till applications are due.
Yeah.
Everybody here a senior, or you guys are all seniors?
These two are juniors. Juniors.
Junior, okay.
So you got some time there.
Jack and Matt are juniors, okay. Anybody have any shout-outs? You want to give encouragement to any of your teammates who might be watching?
All the seniors. The seniors are watching. Thank you, guys.
That's heartfelt. And I know they've – well, you were here yesterday with them. They seem like a quality group, and we'll be wishing them the best following their exploits as they move forward. Anything we haven't – I mean, Olympic swimming – anybody, I mean, Katie Ledecky, how old is she? Pretty amazing.
I believe 26 or 25, I think. I'm not sure exactly.
Pretty old for a swimmer. And then Scotty Scheffler with a 62 to win the gold.
Yeah, you had Rahm.
Real tears.
Yeah, it looked like Rahm was going to win it, and then he had a couple, got a double bogey, a bogey, and it looked like Fleetwood's going to come in and, you know, kind of get it, you know, but, you know, got the bogey on 17 there, so. Yeah.
They said Rahm supposedly got $400 million to go with Liv. Hard to turn down that kind of dough.
But you know, it was entertaining. You know, just even with Hideki, you know, he was up there. But you know, we're, you know, closing down to the home stretch there with the Olympic sports there. We got a break dancing this week there. So
that's coming up.
That's coming up.
Is it too late to get to enter in the competition?
I think it might be. Maybe 2028. We might be able to.
Okay.
You know, put our name in the ballot there.
Do they have duet?
I think it's just solo.
Oh, okay.
You know, they just kind of do
like
their
Blades
dancing.
Of Glory or something.
Yeah.
You know.
But
pairs.
Yeah, that's.
All right.
It'd be interesting to see the rest of that there. But any closing remarks before we?
Any shout outs to anybody? Jack, you got anything to say?
No, I don't think so.
You've been saving it up. Matt, how about it? What do you got?
I'm good.
Thank you. I know you're good, but do you have anything to say? Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to my wife, Patty. Without her allowing me to do this,
yeah,
it wouldn't be possible. And she's a big-time Oriole fan. And she has me traveling around following the Orioles. We went out to Seattle this year to watch them play the Mariners, and then we went down to Oakland in the same trip. And yeah, she could be the manager. She really loves the game. She knows all the players.
She attends the games.
I'm telling you. She,
do you have like a tradition of snacks or anything like that?
No, she don't let me eat peanuts in the living room.
No, I mean, the players get anything? I mean, like, I guess that's Little League or something, I guess.
Something like that, yeah. The
she just does a great job.
You're on your own.
Yep. So, thank you, Patty.
All right. Well, Squire football team, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And Squire baseball team, likewise. Hopefully you can get back in the mix, get another one of these. Corey, anything to say?
No.
Nope. Jack Greenhold, thank you so much for giving up your seat here at the panel. And thanks to all you guys for hustling over here after practice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Practice tomorrow?
Yep.
What time?
Three.
Three?
Three, six.
And you can't do two a day anymore. It's one a day.
We got next week.
Next week?
Next week, yep.
Two a day.
Yep.
Well, you might get a break in the weather. Oops. Today was hot.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I looked at the weather. That, it's supposed to a little cold front coming in there, so it's supposed to be in the 80s there. A nice cold front.
Sounds great.
All right, well, viewers, thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to have live trivia at 7. You players can maybe take part. Worldwide bragging rights at stake. Special thanks to Corey Smith and Sean Garrett in the control room. And all the Delano Catholic Squires, Coach Jimmy Smith, thank you. I'm Jeff Cook. See you next Tuesday and every Tuesday here on Sports Chat. Good night, everybody. Mahalo.